You're listening to the Online News Weather and Trading Post podcast on KBEF.com.
The Webster Parish Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of Melvin Mims, age 60, of Dubberly, who was booked for possession, Schedule 2 controlled dangerous substance, meth, possession of a firearm in the presence of a controlled dangerous substance, possession of a firearm by a convicted felon, and improper lane use. One arrest reported for being a fugitive from Bossier Parish, and Minden City Police reported an arrest on a warrant for failure to appear. The Department of Transportation and Development reminding motorists starting at 6 o'clock Saturday morning, the outside right lane of I-20 eastbound in advance of the exit 33 will be closed. One lane will be open. Exit 33 will be open to allow contractors to work on a ramp expansion at Highway 157. The closure is expected to last until 8 o'clock Sunday morning. Also starting Monday, the shoulder of I-20 eastbound will be closed in advance of Highway 157, exit 33, to allow contractors to work on the expansion of the ramp at Highway 157. The shoulder closure will last approximately 40 days. Also on Monday, Highway 518 in Claiborne Parish, about 1.4 miles east of the junction of Highway 9 on Highway 518, will be closed. This closure will last about 6 months as part of the ongoing construction project of the demolition and reconstruction of a bridge 1.4 miles east of Highway 9 on Highway 518. All work will be performed, weather permitting. Today, mostly sunny, high near 53, north wind 5 to 10 miles an hour. Clear overnight, low near 28 with a calm wind. Sunny Saturday, high 56, south wind 5 miles an hour. Partly cloudy Saturday night, low near 35, south wind 5 miles an hour. Sunny Sunday, high 64. Cloudy Sunday night, low near 56. And that's the area weather forecast. The City of Minden Personnel Committee meeting is today. Meeting time is 9 a.m. in the Pelican Conference Room in City Hall. The meeting is open to the public. In a recent session of District Criminal Court held before Judge Lane Pittard, the court revoked the probation of Loshanner Anderson, who was ordered to serve sentence for possession of marijuana. D.D. Carpenter was given a 6-month suspended sentence and placed on 6 months probation for improper supervision of a minor. And Tawana Curry was sentenced to 6 months suspended and 6 months probation for improper supervision of a minor. Devontae Drake was given 5 years at hard labor with all but 18 months suspended for disarming a police officer and 1 year hard labor for resisting an officer with force. James William Flint pleaded not guilty to DWI, driving under suspension, and speeding, and will stand trial at a later date. Keith A. Hampton was fined $100 plus court cost or 1 day in jail for simple assault. Tara Renee Hutcherson was fined $1,500 plus court cost plus 2 years suspended sentence and placed on 2 years probation for possession of Schedule 2 controlled dangerous substance. Gregory J. Jennings was fined $250 plus court cost, plus 6 months suspended, and 2 years probation for aggravated assault. Morris James Kearney pleaded not guilty to violation of a protective order and cyber stalking and will stand trial at a later date. Shauna Lynn Lance pleaded not guilty to resisting an officer and will stand trial at a later date. Gary Martin Jr. was fined $100 plus court over the $100 for possession of marijuana. James Lonnie McElvoy was sentenced to 10 days in jail for resisting an officer, 5 days in jail for each count of resisting an officer, reckless operation, driving without a license, and speeding to run consecutive. Sharnisa Nichols pleaded not guilty to issuing worthless checks and will stand trial June 19th. James O'Rear pleaded not guilty to failure to obey an officer and will stand trial at a later date. Sean DeMonte Simmons Jr. was sentenced to 10 years at hard labor, with all but 1 year suspended and placed on 3 years probation for aggravated second-degree battery. LaVoncia Sterling pleaded not guilty to domestic abuse battery and will stand trial at a later date. Latara Stuman was given 6 months suspended and 6 months probation for improper supervision of a minor, and Amanda Vowell was given 6 months suspended and 6 months probation for improper supervision of a minor. Hearings were held for defendants for their legal representation. Ricky B. Allen, possession Schedule II controlled dangerous substance and no seatbelt. Hannah Rocha, resisting an officer with force. Noah Heidelberg, illegal use of a weapon. Corrine Campbell, possession Schedule II controlled dangerous substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. Plans are underway for the Martin Luther King Jr. celebration scheduled for Monday. The ecumenical march is set for 9 o'clock Monday morning, beginning at the intersection of Martin Luther King Drive and Talton, ending at the intersection of Martin Luther King Drive and Shepherd Street. Everyone is welcome, including community leaders, ministers, law enforcement, teachers, civic clubs, and social groups. Monday has also been designated as a citywide day of service, and a prayer event is also scheduled to start at noon on Monday. To join in, just call 1-518-425-1766. Other activities will include an essay contest, poster contest, youth leadership award to be presented, a commemorative symposium, and Endow a Dream scholarships. For information, you can call 773-2289. The Webster Women of Courage Group will sponsor a free women's event. It's scheduled for 6 o'clock, January 17th, at the Minden Civic Center. There'll be a worship service, dinner, and door prizes. The guest speaker was Marcia Miles of Pioneer Bible Translators. And the Webster Men of Courage will sponsor a men's event at 6 p.m. January 19th at the Civic Center. There'll be a meal, music, and a message. Guest speaker is J.R. Bucklew of Pioneer Bible Translators. Graveside services for Doris Lee are scheduled for 10 o'clock today in the Cotton Valley Cemetery with Reverend Stanfield officiating. Survivors include her husband Bobby Lee, a son, and a granddaughter. Graveside services for Janice Allison are scheduled for 2 o'clock today at the Pleasant Valley Cemetery with Bill Kreider officiating. Survivors are three daughters, Christy Harville, Jennifer Flynn, and Julia Coyle, seven grandchildren and four great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Ernestine Moody Lindsay, age 86, of Minden, are scheduled for noon Saturday at the St. Rest Baptist Church. Burial will follow at the Mount Pisgah Cemetery in Homer, with a visitation today from 10 a.m. till 5 p.m. in the Minden Benevolent Chapel. Graveside service for Roy Lee Grant Jr., age 99, of Minden, is scheduled for 2 o'clock Saturday at the Mount Olive Cemetery, with a visitation today, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., in the Minden Benevolent Chapel. Graveside services for William Ernest Pat Patrick, age 82, of Minden, are scheduled for 2 o'clock Saturday afternoon at the Jolly Cemetery in Junction City, Arkansas. Survivors include a daughter, a son, a grandson, and three granddaughters also survive. Wimberly Agency is a multiple-line independent insurance agency that has served our area for nearly 60 years. From a personal auto policy with one vehicle to a growing business with a large fleet of vehicles, pollution exposure, and large bond demands, Wimberly Agency has the company and personnel to provide excellent insurance solutions. With convenient locations in Minden, Ringgold, Homer, and Hainesville, call 377-3611 or visit WimberlyAgency.com. Good afternoon. It's time for the Trading Post on Kansas Radio, the program to buy, sell, trade, give away, lost and found. So get your pencil and paper ready. It's time for the Trading Post on AM 1240 KASO. On the Trading Post, all telephone numbers will begin with a 377 prefix unless otherwise stated. All the cell phone numbers will have the area code 318 unless otherwise mentioned. For rent, a three-bedroom brick house at 612 Watt Circle. Call 0060. They have a three-bedroom house for rent, brick house. It's located at 612 Watt Circle. 0060 is the number. A couch to give away. Call 2584. They have a couch to give away. They're at 2584. Wanted someone to build a privacy fence. Call and give quotes at 268-1945. Wanted someone who could build a privacy fence. Call and give a quote at 268-1945. Wanted a stove for around $50. They'd also like to buy a refrigerator with a price of around $75. Call 678-0354. Wanted a stove for around $50 and wants to buy a refrigerator for around $75. 678-0354. Four tires for sale, size 235-16. They're $15 each, or you can buy all four for $50 at 780-5239. Four tires for sale, size 235-16, $15 each, or $50 to buy all four. 780-5239. For sale, an electric dryer and a gas stove at 455-9682. For sale, electric dryer and a gas stove, 455-9682. Wanted two truck tires, size 255-70-16, 465-3881. Wanted two truck tires in size 255-70-16, 465-3881. Greens for sale, 562-0887, and leave message. They have greens to sell. Call 562-0887. Please leave message and phone number. For sale, a computer roller desk and a pop-up hunting blind. 754-8967. A computer roller desk and a pop-up hunting blind for sale, all at 754-8967. For sale, two dog houses, one for $35 and one for $45, 562-0603. They have two dog houses for sale. One goes for $35. You can buy the other one for $45 at 562-0603. Wanted a couch and a recliner. 382-3985. Wanted a couch and a recliner at 382-3985. For rent, a three-bedroom, one-bath house at 803 Center Street, $800 a month, plus an $850 deposit. Call 553-0189. That's for rent. Three-bedroom, one-bath house at 803 Center, $800 a month, plus an $850 deposit at 553-0189.
That was today's Online News, Weather, and Trading Post podcast on KBEF.com.